WTAW News Time is 7:05. 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort, GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Traffic in West Bryan was tied up yesterday afternoon for more than 2 hours. That's after police dealt with a suspicious package that was found under the bridge at the intersection of Highway 47 and Villa Maria.
About 1 o'clock or sometime after 1 o'clock, we had a theft in progress from a Sprint store. And one of the devices had a GPS locator on it. And the last known location of this stolen device was near the bridge at 47. So officers were in the area. They were looking, trying to find this stolen item when they came across a small pipe, and it looked very suspicious. So they backed off. They shut down the road and called in College Station Bomb Squad.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the pipe that was neutralized is not believed to be related to the cell phone theft. Bryan School District administrators are negotiating contracts for 2 more construction projects approved by voters last November.
We do an evaluation, and then if you are good enough to be in the top 20 percentile, then we look at the lowest proposal. That's a good balance of getting a good quality contractor and the best price.
The district's construction director, Jeff Windsor, told school board members Monday a local firm, Dudley Construction, will do the $2.5 million facelift at Merrill Green Stadium, which includes a new press box. Administrators picked an out-of-town company for the $6 million expansion of Davila Middle School. Balfour Beatty is the same contractor hired for the $34 million expansion at Stephen F. Austin. Windsor says the stadium is $96,000 under budget and Davila is $22,000 under budget. The board will take final action later this month. Texas A&M went to social media to release fall enrollment statistics. On A&M's Twitter feed, an infographic reports more than 61,000 Aggies are on the campuses in Brazos County. That breaks down to more than 59,000 in College Station and another 2,600 at the Health Science Center. Compared to last year, that's an increase of 3,300 on the main campus and 124 at the HSC. A copy of A&M's infograph is on our website at WTAW.com, as well as our Twitter and Facebook pages. As part of a National Public Power Week, BTU is hosting a reception tomorrow afternoon. Group manager David Worley says BTU is the fourth largest of 72 providers in Texas.
Most of them don't own their own generation, so you know we have our own generation, and that helps serve our customers well in controlling the market prices and making sure that we can mitigate the risk out on the wholesale market. And then we have our own transmission and distribution system. So we're what's referred to as vertically integrated. We've got all the pieces and parts.
Tomorrow's reception starts at 5:30 at the BTU offices in downtown Bryan. While Veterans Day is still more than a month away, those who served and their families are being asked now to find their dog tags. Bill Youngin of the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial says that will be part of this year's program.
One of the things we want to try to do a little different this year is we're asking that every veteran that would attend the ceremony or that day period, pull out their dog tags and wear them. We're going to start making dog tag day.
Youngkin says 101 names will be added to the memorial during next month's program. The featured speaker is a former Aggie Yell leader, Mike Beggs, class of 1968, who's a retired Marine. This just in from the College Station Police. They are currently working an accident at Agronomy and the Raymond Stotzer Parkway. Currently, southbound traffic on Agronomy is shut down, as well as westbound traffic on Raymond Stotzer. You are advised to avoid the area. Take alternate routes at this time. Again, Agronomy and Raymond Stotzer, Stotzer Parkway. WTAW News Time is 7:09, 64 degrees. This look at news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news coming up at 7:30 or any time at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and luxury limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us
us do the driving.
Your website is the first thing people will look to when considering your business. Aggieland Website Design will help grow your brand and present a credible image. Only Aggieland Website Design offers unlimited updates, so as your business changes and grows, your website will change with it. Unlimited updates you don't have to manage yourself. Unlimited updates that don't cost you extra. Go to AggielandWebsiteDesign.com and register to win your Fightin' Texas Aggie football tickets.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I want to mix things up a bit.
Then you'll love our new Korean barbecue pulled pork. Slow-cooked pulled pork tossed in our sweet and spicy soy barbecue sauce made with authentic Korean peppers and spices. Amazingly, just 400 calories.
I gotta try that.
Coming right up. Our new Subway Korean barbecue pulled pork won't be here long, so try one today. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Calories refer to regular 6-inch subs on white or 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information.
Good morning. It's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Pro FXT. Stop by and see them. They're at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or you can click on actionsportstx.com. Here's the weather.
Pressure continues to build into the local area. We do have some patchy cloudiness showing up, so partial sun this morning should give way to mostly sunny conditions as the day goes on. Temperatures will be up close to 85 this afternoon. We're going to be clear tonight. Lows will drop down to 60 to 65. Tomorrow, look for a fair amount of sunshine. We're 85 to 90 tomorrow afternoon. In fact, a few of us even warmer than that. Then partial sun, maybe an isolated storm Thursday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M football setting the schedule against Alabama. Not this weekend because it's a bye week. We'll have it on October the 17th for you live right here on News Talk 1620, but they'll kick it off at 2:30. Also, updates on awards for both Miles Garrett and Taylor Bartlett, as well as volleyball players and soccer players from A&M, and we'll get you updated on Monday Night Football as well. Coming up in sports, we'll do it for you about 7:50.
All right, there you go. You want to go over the traffic situation there again, Patrick?
So I do. It's over at Agronomy and Raymond Stotzer.
All right. Just stay away.
Stay away. Both roads apparently shut down.
All right. There you are.
Westbound on Raymond Stotzer and southbound on Agronomy.
Yeah.
Those two
shut.
Because that shouldn't be any problem at this time.
No. There's nobody coming in from Burleson County or anything like that. No. I want to do that. For the first time in 60 years since Disneyland opened, Disney is considering switching to demand-based pricing at their parks, where tickets would cost less or provide added benefits on slower days and cost extra or come with more restrictions on dates when there tend to be too many people.
Capitalism rears its ugly head.
That's it, kind of balancing it out a little bit. Continuing to raise prices overall, Disney has done well. They have increased their prices above the inflation rate for several years. And actually, they've done this type of pricing in their parks in other countries. It's just this is the first time they're trying it in U.S. America. Maintaining the magic at its theme parks is becoming increasingly challenging for the Disney folks, they're reporting, amid crowd draws for new attractions like Frozen and Star Wars. Should we play Let It Go this morning?
No.
Okay.
It is Tuesday. You can play something, just not that.
Okay. Both Walt Disney World in Orlando and Disneyland in Anaheim have posted record attendance for each of the last three fiscal years, as well as for the spring quarter that ended in June. But the deal is, you know, they have long lines, they have gate closures, and sometimes that makes it kind of tough on the happiest place on earth. So what they're going to do is if you go in the off times, which apparently is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, basically, okay? All the other days seem to be pretty dang busy. I don't even know what it costs. Here we go.
A lot.
Given the way demand pricing works in other industries, it isn't difficult to foresee a time when visiting one of Disney's parks on a major holiday would cost substantially more than the current $105 maximum price for a single-day adult ticket. That's in Orlando, and $99 in Anaheim.
Without any food or drink.
Yep. Visiting on a weekday in the winter, by contrast, could come at a significant discount. What is significant? You know, what is significant?
Yeah. Prove it.
Yeah. So we'll see. Anyhow. Oh, by the way, and if you want to go to the other end, they have the Premier Pass. that allows unlimited visits to both parks. That only costs you, $1,400.
Wow! For how many days?
It's unlimited. Unlimited visits to both parks, $1,400.
See, if you were close, I guess.
I guess. Still going to be a lot of people there. Still got to, you know.
Holy mackerel.
Can't bring your treats in, right? Just saying.
No. All right. It's not like Schlitterbahn.
No. So, all right. Let's wash our ears out with this good news. Of course, look at your gas prices. What are you paying for gas now, huh?
216-ish?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's some places where you can get under $2.
I had a Facebook remind me, I think from a year ago, I paid just under $3 and I was excited.
Really?
I paid $1.86 last night.
All right, see? That's good stuff.
Wahoo!
So why is FedEx raising their fuel surcharge for the second time this year?
Because they can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
E-commerce companies not really happy, nor are retailers or other shippers with the price increase. Just as they are, getting ready for the holiday season. Isn't that amazing that surcharge is going to go into effect on November the 2nd? So here's what it does. I mean, and it's fairly significant. The example they used is if you're shipping 100 shoeboxes overnight from New York to Atlanta, right now they add $67 on the surcharge. After November 2nd, it'll be $170. And, you know, that comes off the bottom line or raises the price or does something. The figures come from an analyst who looked into that. The package delivery company previously had boosted its surcharge index back in February following a similar increase by UPS. UPS's surcharge, by the way, would add about $200 to the cost of shipping those same boxes. So $170 with FedEx, $200 with UPS. Company says the latest increase is because packages are bulkier and they have more residential deliveries. Thus, that's the reason that fuel has to go up.
Whatever!
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, and you know it's true, the more residential stops you have to make, the more wear and tear on the vehicles because, you know, you're stopping the brakes, the gears, all that sort of stuff.
They're making hay while the sun's up.
Well, they are, as a matter of fact. They said they admitted their fuel costs are down 35% from a year ago. But they're going to go ahead and raise the prices anyway. Oh, and they did mention it. Well, excuse me. They posted it. They didn't really say anything. Not much fanfare on their website. Because obviously they knew it wouldn't be popular.
Yes, they were going to raise a fare.
Yeah.
But look over there.
Look, it's a bunny rabbit. The two companies have been raising prices to cover their costs, charging by package size instead of weight alone, and then raising the fees for the really, really big packages. So there you are. Makes perfect sense while the fuel prices are going down that they would be raising their prices. Here's today's big number. It's 450,000. That's the number of calories consumed each week by employees who eat the free M&Ms at Google. The company discovered how many M&Ms employees were actually going through, so they started putting them in opaque jars and offered healthier snacks, too, like nuts. So, just saying. So you get free M&Ms on top of working at Google? Pretty cool. L.L. Bean, they sell these things. They sell a lot of different stuff. It's very popular. But they sell these duck boots, if you've seen them.
Yeah.
They sold out by December of last year. They are still filling back orders. Now this year, New York Magazine, The Cut, says this season is shaping up to be more of the same. So place your duck boot orders soon. But if you can't get a pair, winter weather boots from all sorts of other companies are out there and available. It's just that they're not L.L. Bean. So.
Well, I will warn you, they're not.
Yeah. Oh, there's a difference?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And if
they're cheap.
Yeah.
They're cheap.
Uh-huh. And if you're traveling during the holidays, apparently today is the day. Hush. Today is the day you're supposed to be buying tickets. Let me see if I can find that story. Yeah, today is the day that you buy tickets on airlines. So here's the story from Bill Vitka, dude.
If you haven't done it already, this is the best time to book holiday air travel. If you want to navigate Thanksgiving, the best day to buy a ticket at the lowest price, according to Orbitz, is today. In fact, this is the best week to book Christmas and New Year's. Friday, October 9th through Christmas, Saturday, October 10th through New Year's. Orbit says that its recommendations are based on past holidays, and it says people already are in line to find cheaper flights. Airfare this season is 9% lower than 1 year ago, but beware, the only place for airfare to go is up.
That's right. So today's the day if you're going to do Thanksgiving. We have a few food trucks around town, right? We have special occasions and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a neat deal.
Sure.
Okay, street food. Your days of eating cold pizza and Chef Boyardee ravioli right out of the can may be done. The University of Connecticut now has a food truck that serves insects and touts them as being organic. They're high in protein. You buy a little container, plastic container of crickets for 99 cents.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you can.
No, you're so wrong.
You can also get them as a taco topping.
I got one in the food vein.
Yeah?
For postseason.
Uh-huh.
The Rangers are serving hot dogs.
Yeah?
With cotton candy on top.
Uh-uh. Why would you do that?
$10 hot dog. With especially the green slime that goes on top of that, according to the Washington Post.
What is the green slime made of?
The Sweet Spot Cotton Candy Dog is being rolled out with three other edibles for the postseason.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's fine, just not together. It's fine.
Or how about a 2-foot long brownie in Rice Krispie crust dipped in funnel cake batter?
Say it again.
It's basically a brownie that's wrapped inside of a Rice Krispie treat.
Okay.
And then funnel cake battered and deep fried.
Oh, sure.
Golly.
Yeah. So many flavor sensations.
Or Cheetos Frito Pie.
No.
Those are the three.
No. No. There's no.
Wait. Yes.
No. Cheetos yes. Pie? No.
Yeah. That's okay.
Okay. All right. Scientists say, okay, that's all right. So go ahead and eat what you want because scientists say they have created a blueprint for an exercise in the bottle drug that could one day transform our workouts. The Washington Post says two papers published in separate journals, Cell Metabolism and Trends in Pharmacological Sciences. Wow. What kind of blow-in cars do they have there? Say the day could come when there could be a bottle that has a workout that basically does it for you.
Side effects may include.
Yeah, really. That's because researchers have been able to pinpoint how short, vigorous exercise results in a cascading series of more than 1,000 molecular changes that influence everything from energy metabolism to insulin sensitivity. While the researchers say nothing will ever be as good as actually exercising and eating right.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but we're U.S. Americans. We're not going to do that.
Well, I can see the benefits for somebody that's bedridden for a while, though.
Okay, sure.
Oh, okay.
Certain groups of people who have limited mobility, there you go, stroke victims and amputees, in fact, could greatly benefit from the workout pill in a bottle. Hello?
Oh, this is nothing new. In my youth, I found out that a bottle of tequila would give you a heck of a workout.
Atta boy.
I've heard it called liver PT before.
723. Tweens who think marijuana is acceptable may also be more likely to drive drunk or ride with a drunk driver when they reach high school. New study from the Rand Corporation in Santa Monica tracked 1,200 U.S. middle school students over a four-year period assessed at ages 12, 14, and 16. They found that positive beliefs about marijuana and confidence, which kids always have anyway.
Sure.
In their ability to not use marijuana was a significant predictor of later driving drunk or riding with a drinking driver. And that's the other, I mean, that's what chills parents, I would think. That should be a chilling story for parents because your child may not drink, but if they get into the car with someone who is drinking,
right.
I mean, it's just as dangerous. They end up just as dead. And yet their child, you know, your child did not do anything. Your child just happened to be, once again, wrong place, wrong time. All right. Anyhow, that's what they're telling us. We'll check the weather just a minute.
There's only two words in the Brazos Valley that mean almost as much as football season. And those two words are truck month. I'm Coy Alexander, a Lithia Chrysler Jeep Dodge. and I think this is the best time of year to buy your next new Ram. Trade up to this new 2015 Lone Star Crew Cab and get $12,000 in total savings. Don't miss Truck Month going on right now at Lithia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Bryan College Station, your Ram Truck headquarters and proud sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics.
Total savings include $4,000 rebate, $6,000 Lithia discount price plus DT and island fees, expires 10/31/15.
Chuck, I think it's time for a sale.
All right. How about one of our famous Brazos Valley Flooring Design tent sales?
Only if people can get great deals to get their home ready for the holidays.
How about quality flooring starting at just a quarter a square foot, or lighting up to 75% off?
Or granite remnants starting at just $1 a square foot.
Brazos Valley Flooring Design's tent sale on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you'll find the largest selection at even lower prices.
And that's a promise.
The Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo means good times and great food. It's more than you imagine. October 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Brazos County Expo. Concerts by Charlie Daniels Band, Belgrove Pygmies, and Los Terribles del Norte. Free with your paid admission. Discounted tickets and unlimited ride wristbands available until October 11th at Producers Co-op, Cavenders, and online at BrazosValleyFair.com. Parking is free, and kids 3 and under get in free.
Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's 726. Brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works, locally owned and operated company that returns profits back to the community, which benefits you and your business. Wilton's, good for your overall bottom line. Here we go, about 89 or so for a high temperature today. We'll probably keep right to 2 or 3 degrees around that all the way through Sunday, it looks like. Be a slight chance of showers starting on Thursday and going through the weekend at about 20%. Lows each night probably will be in the middle to upper 60s. Right now, winds are out of the northwest at 3, 81% relative humidity. Fair skies, and we're looking at 63 degrees.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
At BatteriesPlus.com, you can order light bulbs and batteries for pretty much anything and pick them up in-store. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Reuters has an article about the upcoming Supreme Court term saying the justices are set to wade into contentious social matters that might affect the presidential campaign. Affirmative action up for review. The Obama regime and the civil rights industry want to keep state-sponsored discrimination, affirmative action, on the books forever. Also, a California case will decide whether non-union screw-all teachers who don't want union representation must continue to pay the equivalent of union dues. It's currently a state requirement. It's also a Democrat money laundering operation. Democrats get the union campaign contributions in the form of dues. Two voting rights cases are up, one from Arizona, the other from Texas. Both brought by conservatives challenge the way districts are drawn. The court will also look at another challenge to Obamacare's anti-religious freedom mandates. They might also look into Obama's illegal executive action on amnesty. Now, at the conclusion of this article, there was a little tidbit. Reuters reminded us early in his tenure, Chief Justice John Roberts was interviewed on C-SPAN, and he said, "I think the most important thing for the public to understand is that we are not a political branch of government. They don't elect us. If they don't like what we're doing, it's more or less just too bad." Mr. Chief Justice, we know. Do well.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right, nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-431-2765. That's 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. And MLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan School Board will take final action later this month on awarding construction contracts on two more projects approved by voters last November. One is the $6 million expansion of Davila Middle School.
Davila is going to a 7th and 8th grade campus, going from about 650 students to over 1,200 students. They were $22,000 under budget.
The district's construction director, Jeff Windsor, says they're negotiating with the same company, Balfour Beatty, that is doing the $34 million expansion of Stephen F. Austin. A local firm, Dudley Construction, was selected to replace the press box and other improvements at Merrill Green Stadium.
We went through probably six different designs and styles, each one of them, and we cut 5 feet out of the center corridor just to pick up that square footage. So I think what we've really done a good job of getting the best bang for the buck, and that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the best value for the district.
Windsor says Dudley came in $96,000 under the estimate of $2.5 million. Fall enrollment at Texas A&M is up by more than 6% in College Station and by 5% at the Health Science Center. An infographic on A&M's Twitter feed says more than 59,000 are taking classes in College Station. That's an increase of more than 3,300. Headcount at the HSC is almost 2,600, which is up by more than 120. Adding in the Galveston and Cutter campuses, that boosts the overall number to 64,600. That's up almost 4% from last fall. On our website at WTAW.com, along with our Facebook and Twitter pages, is a copy of A&M's snapshot into fall enrollment figures. Texas Tech students are getting the chance to shape how campus carrying of firearms will be administered.
It's on the homecoming ballot, which draws about 4,000 to 5,000 votes each year. Student body president Holton Westbrook shares some of the questions.
Will you plan on having your license as well as carrying on campus? And then, you know, other things like where you feel like stress is higher than usual in certain areas on campus, where you feel the concern may be larger.
The vote doesn't set policy, but will provide feedback to student government members and administrators who will decide how campus carry will be implemented. In Lubbock, Matt Ernst, TSN News.
College Station Police Department advises motorists to avoid Raymond Stotzer and Agronomy due to an accident. Southbound Raymond Stotzer and westbound Agronomy are currently closed. Bryan police responding to a report of cell phones being stolen wound up discovering a suspicious-looking piece of pipe. And Officer Kelly McKeithen says the pipe under the bridge at Highway 47 in Villa Maria affected traffic for more than 2 hours yesterday afternoon.
They shut down the road and called in College Station bomb squad just for structural reasons, because it was near a structural post. That's one of the reasons why we couldn't let anyone go over 47, or, you know, we didn't want anyone going under 47, so we shut down that whole area. The bomb squad was able to come in. They sent in their remote device to get a look at it. Then they neutralized it and were able to extract that device.
Investigators believe there's no connection between the pipe and the cell phone thefts. You're invited to a reception tomorrow as BTU recognizes National Public Power Week. Group manager David Worley says we've completed a second straight mild summer, which means making budget adjustments for selling less electricity than anticipated.
There's a little buffer built in there, so we expect sometimes that the weather's going to do what the weather wants to do. Our main goal is to make sure we have enough capacity to serve our load when it is really, really hot or really, really cold. The other times are just part of the game that we play. And, you know, the fact that we're subject to those price swings out on the market keeps our customers from bearing that risk.
Another factor is the price for buying power at peak periods during high demand, jumping nearly tenfold from nearly 15 years ago.
When the market opened in 2002, that started out at $999, and that's on its way to $9,000. Now, if we're selling into the market, we can get paid those prices. And so having that wholesale operation that BTU has actually is a very good thing because it keeps our customers' fuel rate low.
Tomorrow's reception is at the BTU offices in downtown Bryan starting at 5:30. Details have been announced for the upcoming Veterans Day program at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial. Board member Bill Yunkin says 101 names are being added to the more than 5,000 on the memorial.
All the names are called. If you're present, you would answer like you if you were in morning formation. If it's someone who's not there, a deceased family member, then the family answers for them. And it's become a very integral part of our program is the roll call.
This year's speaker is retired Marine and former Aggie Yell leader Mike Beggs, class of 1968. And Youngkin says vets are invited to wear their dog tags to the program. The state will buy three buildings near the Alamo as part of a plan to give the historic shrine and the surrounding plaza a makeover. The General Land Office expects to close on the Woolworth, Crockett, and Palace buildings by the end of the year, pending inspections. The office is teaming with San Antonio to create a master plan for the site. WTAW News Time, it's going to be 7:36, 64 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news on the way at 8 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, we believe that when you search for a home, your experience online should be as personalized as your experience in the real world. Your decision to call a house home goes beyond the number of bedrooms, baths, and price. Now you can also search by commute time, schools, neighborhoods, parks, public transit, and other things important to your lifestyle. Welcome to the friendliest search in real estate, bhgliving.com.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Once an Aggie, always an Aggie. Just minutes from the A&M campus, Watercrest at Bryan Retirement Community celebrates the 12th man with all of the great benefits of quality senior living. Choose your one, two, or three-bedroom designer residence featuring great views of Kyle Field and the camaraderie of fellow Aggies. Watercrest at Bryan, a game day Aggie broadcast partner, invites you to take a personal tour today. Visit watercrestbryan.com and customize your lifestyle in the heart of Aggieland.
News Talk 1620 WTAW Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging services. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Pressure continues to build into the local area. We do have some patchy cloudiness showing up, so partial sun this morning should give way to mostly sunny conditions as the day goes on. Temperatures will be up close to 85 this afternoon. Going to be clear tonight. Lows will drop down to 60 to 65. Tomorrow, look for a fair amount of sunshine. We're 85 to 90 tomorrow afternoon. In fact, a few of us even warmer than that. Then partial sun, maybe an isolated storm Thursday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's a little surreal,
But at the same time, it was something that I was willing to accept.
That's Dan Campbell, former Aggie tight end and now interim head coach for the Miami Dolphins. We'll have more on that story. A&M sets time against Alabama, and the NFL is crazy yesterday after Monday Night Football. All that more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 11 minutes or so.
There you go. All right. The three questions, 695-1620, 695-1620. I have a prize if you know the three questions. Okay? 695-1620. You have to have been here for a while. You have to have been playing for a while to know that.
You have to pay attention to. I've heard them probably four or five times. I still don't know them.
Oh. Wasn't that on the job application? You had to know it?
Nobody didn't go to the meeting this morning.
Yeah, that's it.
Missed the show meeting.
That's right. A long time ago, we found these three questions that we just found fascinating. And every once in a while, we ask for the answers to the questions. But instead, today, we're going to...
You want the question.
I want the question. What are the three questions?
The three questions. What's the best-selling water? Who was the only star to be at Elvis's wedding? And which actress starred in two movies with Elvis Presley?
That's it! That's exactly right! Those are the three questions. Who's this?
Colette Abbey.
All right, Colette, I have a pair of tickets for opening weekend to the Texas Renaissance Festival.
Fantastic!
All right. Come by here and pick them up, okay?
Thank you.
Bye, bye. Okay, so now we've already gotten the three questions. Do you want to give me the three answers?
I know two of the three answers.
Oh, that's not good enough. Oh, I'm so sorry. Thanks. Bye. If you know the three answers, 695-1620, 695-1620. Well, we have to do this every once in a while because there are people who move to the community and they don't know. So now that you know the three questions.
They don't even know that they don't know.
Yes, you have to be indoctrinated to be a exactly, WTAW listener.
No, I'm sorry. There has to be that on some level. That's exactly right. So it is the largest, world's largest producer of bottled water, the one star who was invited to Elvis's wedding, and what actress starred in more Elvis movies, co-starred in, because nobody can star because Elvis is the star. What's the answer?
Shelley Bradford. Can't remember her last name.
Ow! I'll give you give me the first two. Give me the first two answers. The other ones.
Nestle, Red Fox, and Shelley. I forget her last name.
Fabre.
Yeah,
Fabre.
Give it to him.
I was gonna say Fabergé, but
that's close. That's right. It's Fabre. All right. Who's this?
James Evans.
All right, James, come by. I got a pair of tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival opening weekend. Okay, there you go. For all you newer listeners, now you know. Wow, did you see this? The average fee consumers pay to withdraw cash from an ATM outside their bank's network is now $4.52 per transaction. Per transaction.
I'm shocked when I pay more than three.
Yeah, no, that's, well, again.
Of course, we're in a different city.
Don't live in a big city.
Yeah.
Don't know what bank you're associated with, but, you know, those things can matter. That amount is a combination of two fees rather than one, which may come as a surprise to some consumers. You're likely to pay more in Atlanta, where your out-of-network transactions average $5.15, which is more than San Francisco at just $3.85. I find that interesting. Nothing's cheaper in San Francisco, no. It doesn't seem.
Can you imagine telling your great-grandparents that you'd have to give somebody money to get your money back?
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, too. Obviously, you know, banks are in business to make money, just like any other business. And, you know, there are certain fees that they don't get nearly as often as they used to. And so, as a result, they're, I guess, looking at where people are doing transactions and how they're doing transactions. And they're saying, you know, they took into account that in 2005, it was pretty uncommon for consumers to use a debit card for a transaction that was $5 or $10. Well, now they'll do it for anything. I mean, they'll buy a cup of coffee with a debit card.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And so because you're using those transactions like that, among all debit transactions today, 54% are $20 or less. 54% of the debit card transactions are $20 or less. Then if you think about it, ATM transactions are declining because of the ability to be able to get cash back in a transaction as well. There are ways to avoid all this stuff. You know, just plan a little bit better. Don't be overdrafting your account because there'll be a charge there too. The bank's going to charge you to use their money. But there you go. Nationwide, the average is now $4.52, which is an all-time record. So why did the chicken cross the road in Bastrop?
Why did the chicken cross the road in Bastrop?
Because it could. It is apparently legal. They have a flock of feral chickens that are protected by law in Bastrop. They've had them since 2009. They're given free reign to roam the street in its farm street. And, in fact, they have a sign that says, "Slow Farm Street Historic Chicken Sanctuary." The flock is believed to have dated back years ago in this town of 7,800. Now, Bastrop, however, some Bastropians who have moved in there. That doesn't sound good, does it? Bastropians. Anyway, people who live in Bastrop are squawking a little bit. The birds are proliferating and migrating into other parts of the city. So the mayor, Ken Casillas, has sent a message out that says, if they leave the Farm Street Sanctuary, they are fair game. A bad rooster responsible for flower bed scratching over there caused the 68-year-old retired Episcopal preacher to, quote, organize a posse and go find out what's going on.
Go get that chicken.
That's right. The problem was that it was basically a senior posse, he said, and the bird easily flummoxed the older men for hours with its ability to actually fly and scamper. But undeterred, he returned the following day with some neighborhood teens and a fishing net. They were able to catch it. There are other cities who do this, though. For instance, the city of Sonoma in California, and also Florida's Key West. In Key West, local leaders have tried with little success to get rid of some of the thousands of wild chickens they said are descended from the fighting roosters that were once popular. So, feral chickens, alive, well, and protected on Farm Street in Bastrop. Well, yeah, hey, you want a little weekend trip? You know, go over and see the feral chickens, not feral cats, not feral dogs, feral chickens.
Feral chickens.
Probably should have saved that for when Leah gets here. We'll ask her if she has any stories about the feral chickens of Bastrop. All right, it's 7:46.
All right, man, everything's all set for tonight. Nobody will be home. Cool, what time can I come over? The party is starting around 8. Just remember, you got to bring something for the party. There's a liquor cabinet. It's full, but it's locked. Dang. I mean, there's the medicine cabinet. We got cough syrup, headache stuff. Ooh, and mom's nerve and pain stuff. Perfect. Grab as much as you can.
The liquor cabinet is not the only cabinet that needs to be locked. For more information, visit StopRxDrugAbuse.org.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
For children to build their self-confidence, they need opportunities to succeed on their own. But that can't happen if parents protect their kids from every single risk. A few years back, my son Trent and I visited near Yosemite National Park in California, and we got the chance to rappel down a 180-foot granite cliff called The Prowl. What was I thinking? Trent isn't usually much of a daredevil, but when our turn came along, he didn't hesitate. He gave me a big grin, and over the edge he went, and then I followed right behind him. At first, I stuck as close to him as possible as he tried to get the ropes all figured out. But about halfway down, I realized this was a chance for him to discover what he's made of. "See you at the bottom," I said. Then I zipped by, leaving him to finish the descent on his own. And when he got to the bottom, I could tell his confidence had taken a leap as big as the cliff he'd just conquered. It's not hard to understand why. He had done something big, something risky, and he had done it all on his own. But that was only possible because I didn't hover over him and try to overprotect him from every nick and scratch. We have a responsibility, of course, to protect our children, no question. But effective parenting doesn't overprotect. Be there for your kids, but recognize they can only gain confidence in themselves if they're given a chance to make mistakes or succeed on their own. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
My name is Ruth Roosie, and this is how I live United.
I read to children as part of United Way's education program. It helps them create links between language and literacy and prepares them for a better academic future. I figure I have the time and they have the need. My name is Ruth Russi. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I've always liked anything that rolls, explodes, and makes noise.
Jay Leno's back with a new show about the rides that move us.
It is more than just about cars. It's about style. It's about the personalities, why people like cars. It's about the way vehicles make you feel.
Every car has a story, and everybody has a story about their car.
It's not just about fancy cars. It's about vehicles that touch a nerve.
Jay Leno's Garage. Series premiere tomorrow at 10.
It's having the story that goes with the car.
CNBC.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Noord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living because we live there too.
Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Yeah, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:50. Texas A&M has got everything set up against the Crimson Tide from Alabama, October the 17th. A&M is in a bye week this week. Next week, they'll tee things up at 2:30. It'll air nationally on CBS. Pregame, of course, here in Aggieland. We'll start with Scott and Tom at 11:30. Dave and Dave bring up the pregame show at 1:30. And then, as we said, 2:30 for the kickoff. Texas A&M senior place kicker Taylor Bartlett has been named the Lou Groza Award Weekly Star of the Week on Monday after connecting on a career-long 55-yard field goal in the Aggies' 30-17 win over then-number 21 Mississippi State. Texas A&M sophomore Miles Garrett earned Southeastern Conference Defensive Lineman of the Week honors after one of the most complete games of his career in the Aggies' win over Mississippi State. Garrett, from Arlington, Texas, filled the stat sheet with 7 tackles, a sack for a loss, 2 tackles for a loss, a forced fumble, and a batted down pass. Lots of awards coming to Aggieland as Texas A&M middle blocker Jasmine Babers has been named both SEC Player of the Week and SEC Defensive Player of the Week. Congratulations to Janae Cassiano. She was selected as the SEC Offensive Player of the Week for the A&M women's soccer team. The number 11 Texas A&M women's golf team is in second place heading into the third round of the Jim West Challenge at Tapatio Springs. The team shot a 3-under for the second consecutive day. They'll tee off this morning. Joe Fieldman has been fired 4 games into a fresh season as the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, tight ends coach, and Aggie, Dan Campbell, who's been with the Dolphins since 2010, was promoted to interim coach yesterday. Campbell was drafted by the New York Giants in 99, and he was a little overwhelmed when he was told he had the new gig.
It was a little surreal. But at the same time, it was something that I was willing to accept. There's only 32 of these spots. It's interim head coach. I understand that. But it's a little bit of, whoa, okay, what are you getting into? But it's also, I'm ready for this. I can do this. I know what it takes to win in this league. And so I know what it needs to look like. I know how I want it to look like.
A quick hop into high school as the Associated Press has released their top 10. Navasota remains number 1 in 4A. Franklin and Cameron are 3 and 4 respectively in 3A, and Bremond is number 2 in 2A. And it appears to be an epidemic. Officials of a suburban Houston school district have suspended 2 head coaches and 11 football players after an on-field brawl between players of both teams cut short the high school football game. They also decided that Spring and cross-district rival Spring Westfield must both take forfeits in the game. Both teams were previously undefeated when the brawl erupted midway through the fourth quarter of Friday's game. And heartbreak last night for the Lions in Monday Night Football.
Matthew takes, wants to throw, looks, throws over the middle. It is caught at the 5. Calvin Johnson, touchdown Detroit Lions. Or did he fumble? They're going to say he fumbled out of the back of the end zone. Are you kidding me? It looked like he broke the plane.
Oh, my goodness. They punched it out at the 1-yard line. Unbelievable.
The Lions were about to complete a 91-yard touchdown drive when Chancellor punched the ball out on the 1-yard line with 1:45 left. And the injury bug bites the Dallas Cowboys again. Here's Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett.
It doesn't look good. We anticipate him having a torn ACL. We'll determine when he's going to have his surgery as the week goes on.
Dallas running back Lance Dunbar will miss the rest of the season with what appears to be an ACL tear in his left knee. It's the latest major injury for offense already missing starters Tony Romo and Dez Bryant. The Cowboys host defending Super Bowl champion New England this Sunday. And finally, the Houston Texans are sticking with Ryan Mallett as their starting quarterback despite his recent struggles. Mallett threw an interception and didn't lead the Texans to any points before he was replaced by Brian Hoyer late in a 48-21 loss to Atlanta Sunday. Texans coach Bill O'Brien said they have to move on from the lopsided loss.
You know, we're a team that is going to continue to fight. We're a team that's going to come to work. Our guys are in here right now working in the weight room, working on Indianapolis already, and we're going to improve. We're going to get better.
The Texans have a short turnaround before hosting AFC foe Indianapolis Thursday. And that's your sports brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice for home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the door bell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
It may seem early, but the holidays are approaching. This year, give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video transfer and preserve your precious family films, videos, and photos in beautiful digital quality. We work with 18 and 16 millimeter film and almost all video formats. 2Video is located in South College Station and online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Cruzy Village, Brenham's full-service retirement community, has active senior apartments ready for move-in. These spacious and updated apartments are for seniors 55 and over and are designed so you can enjoy life without worrying about all the hassles. Choose an all-inclusive plan that includes housekeeping, maintenance, meal plans, and linen service, or a plan that fits your lifestyle. Cruzy Village has move-in specials for September and October, so call 979-830-1996 to schedule a lunch tour today, or visit online at cruzyvillage.org. Cruzy Village, retirement living at its best in beautiful Brenham.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I want to mix things up a bit.
Then you'll love our new Korean barbecue pulled pork. Slow-cooked pulled pork tossed in our sweet and spicy soy barbecue sauce made with authentic Korean peppers and spices. Amazingly, just 400 calories.
I gotta try that.
Coming right up. Our new Subway Korean barbecue pulled pork won't be here long, so try one today. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Calories refer to regular 6-inch subs on wider 9-ring wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
At BatteriesPlus.com, you can order light bulbs and batteries for pretty much anything and pick them up in store, located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 3 minutes till. We're just learning about incident that happened on September the 22nd at the Denver airport. The wedding gift that the...
Huh?
Yeah. Did you hear about the wedding gift that TSA
no.
found?
Uh-uh.
Well, so this couple puts together this wedding gift, and both the bride and groom's names start with T, okay?
TNT.
TNT.
Oh, boy.
And then they had a fuse coming out of the top. Uh-huh. Had the wax on the top and then the fuse on, you know, coming out of the wax. And so, obviously, they thought that was funny. TSA issued a statement on Instagram. There was a 20-minute evacuation while bomb specialists came in to check the bag. So, Denver Airport, you know, that's not busy at all. So.
Wile E. Coyote was nowhere to be found.
No, yeah, no, and there were no Acme references either. Okay, people, that's P-E-E-P-L-E. A planned Yelp for People mobile app, changing course a bit. People co-founder Julia Cordray says it will be 100% opt-in system. You will not be on your own platform without your explicit permission. There are only 48-hour waiting period to remove negative comments. There's no way to even make negative comments. Simply stated, if you don't explicitly say that you approve of the recommendation, it will not be visible on our platform. Have you heard of this app?
Yes, I heard people were pretty upset about it.
Yeah, well, One of the biggest complaints about people was that someone could add anyone else to the app and then start rating them, and the person who was rated had no way of opting out. Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
Because Yelp reviews are always glowing.
Of course they are. Yeah, something good happens quick. Let me go to Yelp. So this is good news for anybody who was afraid that there would be some anonymous friend or coworker out there who might review them poorly. So we'll see. Not sure how that will work out. This is not bad. The Chicago Marathon coming up this weekend. But a couple of guys, Patrick Sweeney and Alex Ramsey, are using it just as a warm-up. They are ultra runners.
Those people are crazy.
They are. They will run and then continue running. They're going to make the 846-mile trip from Chicago to New York, starting with Sunday's Chicago Marathon, and then travel the remaining 850 miles in 3 weeks, so they'll be there in time for the New York City Marathon as well.
See, that's not healthy.
No, I don't think so. Can you imagine what they eat? They probably stop at every Waffle House. They could, right? Wouldn't be a problem at all. Look for a high temperature today, about 88 or so. Lows will be in the 60s all week long. WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 8 o'clock.